Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Al Jagger, candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State. Quick reminder on the ground rules for the Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special. Candidates receive the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer each question. All of our interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that each candidate refrain from using their opponent's name in their responses. We ask that the candidates stick to their ideas, thoughts, and platforms. This is Al Jagger, candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State.
Why should a citizen of North Dakota cast their vote for you, Al Jagger, for Secretary of State?
Well, first of all, I think I have had 22 years in this office, so I think I'm very well aware of the duties and how I carry them out. The other thing, I think, before I even first got elected, it's my background. I worked construction for my dad during my college years. That's how I worked my way through college. After college, I was a high school teacher for 5 years. 2 years after that, I worked for a major oil company in their district office here in North Dakota in Fargo. And after that, I was self-employed as a business person for 20 years before becoming elected. So I have an extensive, varied background that really has given me a very good foundation for carrying out my duties as Secretary of State. And, you know, during our time in office, our motto, our procedure has always been, we do the right thing. What is the right thing to do? We do not make our decisions based on political considerations. We base them on, is this the right thing? And that's how we move forward. And so I think my track record is proven. I have a very conscientious staff that really steps up to the plate very well, and it's a job that I enjoy. I think my particular abilities and talents and skills happen to match up very well with this office because it requires detail. It requires just, you know, staying on top of things, and that is one of my strengths. And so I think that's why how I come to this office. And why I'd like to continue, because I still have some goals. We still have some things that we need to do for the state of North Dakota and the people that live here.
Next question has to deal with the land board. By constitution, the Secretary of State is a member of the Board of University and School Lands, also known as the land board. Discuss how the land board can address the impact happening out in these states' oil and gas producing counties.
Well, what's very interesting about the land board is that our prime function is to take the funds that have been received, particularly now it's really grown dramatically because of oil leases and royalties. So just a few years ago, we had $1 billion in assets. Now we have $3 billion. Now, those funds are specifically geared to be invested so that they can help schools. So that is one separate part. But what I find very interesting and in a way gratifying is that the trust that the legislature has placed in the land board, because what the legislature has done is they have appropriated millions and millions of dollars to the land board for us to turn around and make grants to political subdivisions. So we have a very good process in place. We receive applications. We receive applications way in excess of the funds that are made available to the land board. We have a very good process of reviewing every application, narrowing it down in terms of who will receive the grants. But those grants are given to townships, they're given to core cities, they're given to counties, they've been given to emergency responders in terms of ambulance and fire and all of that. And so all we are is a conduit. But I think what we have done and what I'm pleased about, again, is that the legislature has used the land board and the staff to be the vehicle where the impact funds are given out. And that's how we as a board make a difference in terms of funds that are given to us. Now, it doesn't take away from the $3 billion that are in the school trust funds. That's a completely separate function. But the fact that we are able to do the funds that are related to the impact and our process, we have an excellent way of doing it. Everybody knows. Everything is visited, all the sites, all the things, everything is reviewed very carefully. And so that's the difference we make. And so in the upcoming session, if the legislature again does that, which I suspect that they will, we will have a process in place. I'm pleased that I've been part of that process. It's very transparent and has worked very well.
Next question has to deal with the influx of out-of-state workers. There is a variety of people living in North Dakota because of the oil boom and other industries doing very well here in the state. Plus, we have an aging population who aren't as mobile as they used to be. What are your views, platforms, thoughts on our current voting system here in North Dakota?
Well, first of all, I think it's gone extremely well. We have to keep in mind that, first of all, North Dakota doesn't have voter registration. We're the only state in the union that doesn't. And some people wonder, well, how does that work? Well, actually, it works very well. The second thing that comes up is really a question of voter identification. And we've had voter identification requirements in the state since 1993. So that is nothing new. The difference that has been made in the last legislative session is no longer could you come to the polls and sign an affidavit. You come in and you don't have the required identification. You could sign an affidavit saying this is who I am, this is where I live, this is how old I am. And it was accepted. The voter was given a ballot that they could cast that ballot and was mixed in with everybody else's. And if later it was found out that that voter really wasn't eligible, it was impossible to retrieve the ballot. And so the legislature just removed that particular option. When it comes to voting, we believe that, and we have a very aggressive campaign, voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. There are just some basic things that we need. We need identification. Most commonly, it's a driver's license or something, a North Dakota ID card. And that's available to everyone. And that contains the birth date. It contains the address of the individual. It contains the essential information. So it's relatively easy in terms of providing that or obtaining that information. For people that are transit, they really have to make a decision. You know, if they want to vote in North Dakota, then they need to establish themselves as residents in North Dakota, and that may mean, you know, changing driver's licenses. They, you know, yes, if they live here 30 days, they're eligible to vote. But, you know, what we find is that there's people from other states that are in here for short periods of time. They still maintain their residency back home, and they may choose to vote back home. You can't vote in two places. You have to make that particular choice. And so it really isn't meant to be restrictive. Our effort is to make sure that everyone who is an eligible North Dakota voter that wants to vote here has that opportunity. And we're doing everything possible to make sure that they have that opportunity to cast their vote here. And so in the upcoming session, might there be a need to make some adjustments? Well, maybe. But we'll find out after we get through this election cycle. But if you live here, you're working here, you're residing here, you're making North Dakota your home, you know, you're eligible to vote, and we encourage you to vote and exercise that particular right. And so we'll see how it works out. But again, it's gone well. And like I said, we've had voter identification requirements for a long time. You mentioned the elderly. We have means in place to make sure that those that might be in nursing homes or that type of thing are still, you know, are able to cast their vote. And so I think we have all the bases covered. We certainly encourage anyone who has any questions to go to our website, which is votent.gov, and everything they need to know about voting is there.
And that was Al Jagger, candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State. To listen to other interviews on the 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.